Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley where it's 15 degrees and it's 10 minutes past one. Now moving on, we've got Lorraine Marsh. She's with Community Health at Eastern Health. Welcome, Lorraine.
Oh, thank you, Alan. It's really nice to be back again.
Oh, it's good to see you. And we've had Lorraine a couple of times. Lorraine, I guess one of the things we really want to keep talking to you about at the moment is COVID. And we've heard a number of stories, and I know you'll have heard a lot more than what we would, of people who didn't really want to go into lockdown, went into lockdown, and now don't want to come out. Now, some of them are frightened of COVID, but others are just, they became like a cocoon. They got in the house, and they're very comfortable there. So have you heard that? And what sort of strategies can those people employ?
Yes, Alan, I think it's something that all of our counselling team have noticed sort of right through the COVID period. But as people are sort of transitioning out of COVID, there's sort of an expectation in the community that somehow we'll just be able to manage and just to go back to the way things were before. And I think COVID did a whole range of things. One of the first things is it took away our ability to control our environment, where we go, who we meet up with. And so for a lot of people, that lack of choice and control meant that they isolated themselves. They were isolated sometimes not by choice. So we have a lot of people that are in single households. And so they really had to occupy themselves for a long period of time and didn't have those normal connections that would normally provide that sort of support. And we know whenever we go through some sort of traumatic stress, that the way in which we can heal and recover from that is usually with other people. So we process what's happened, we talk about it, we talk about how we did cope versus how we thought we might cope. So some people, I know even just in my circle, there were certain people that I thought would cope better than others. And in fact, I think I was quite wrong. And even when we think about how we coped, I think there's a bit of a myth that somehow we're just supposed to know how we're supposed to feel, where we know what we're supposed to do to look after ourselves. And I think it came so quickly that we had no time to prepare. And then suddenly we were in a lockdown, which
and
is something
fairly long time.
For a very long time.
Yep.
And we had a very brief period of coming out again, and then we were locked down again.
Yep.
And I think there's something that really impacts our mental health when we have those unplanned traumatic events. And we sort of think about trauma in relation to things like a car accident or the death of somebody. But this was kind of a different trauma in that it was a collective trauma. So the whole community had this elevated stress and anxiety. And we saw that in just some really interesting behaviour, even just things like accessing food or necessities, where people became very frightened and maybe I need to stock up. And we yep. noticed that a lot of older people were doing that because perhaps they'd been through other events like the war.
Yep.
And so I think that was a big trigger for those kind of traumas. And we also know that this sort of trauma for a lot of people triggers past traumas. So if you've had past events might be similar or remind you of this, where you felt like you haven't had choice and control, or that you've had your needs not be met in the ways that you really need them to be, then that can actually create, I guess, more like a complex traumatic response for some people.
So, Lorraine, what sort of strategies can a person employ, or would you suggest that somebody who's listening to us today who says, I don't want to go back outside. And yet we talk on this program a lot about social isolation, and that's going to be a real big problem in the future. People just staying at home, not going out. So that's not going to go well on their mental health either, is it?
No, and I think the reason for not wanting to go out is kind of really complex in itself as well. So even going out, I think for a long time, it meant doing all sorts of things like wearing a mask and making sure you sanitize your hands and making sure that you check in and making sure that you're 1.5 meters away. So all those really normal things like meeting someone and shaking their hand, meeting someone and giving them a hug, meeting someone and sitting close by, all those really normal ways that we socialize had changed. And I think that in itself made people a bit anxious, like, I don't know what the rules are. Are we allowed to do this here? Or are we allowed to do that there? And sometimes it feels easier just to stay at home where at least you can control your environment.
Yep.
And I think because it happened so quickly, it was pretty much overnight. Suddenly we had all the freedoms and then nothing. And you'd almost think that maybe we need to come out as quickly, but I think it's the opposite.
It's not going to come out quickly,
no.
Is it? Well, for some people it will.
Some people have adjusted and it's almost as if there's been no impact, but a lot of the people that we work with are carrying all sorts of things that might surprise us, like some people are very embarrassed or feel quite a sense of shame that somehow they should have coped better than they did.
True.
And why did they fall apart? And why did they get really anxious? And they're really questioning, I guess, their own resilience. And, you know, I guess that's been really confusing for them. And so our approach would be that if there's been a really traumatic event, then actually a slow process of healing is really important. Take things quite slowly, small steps at a time. It might be, you know, if you want to leave the house, go to your letterbox first and back. It might be walking down to the next street and back. It might not actually be mixing with anybody else to start with and just finding...
And not trying to do too much.
Not try to do too much. And also one of the things I suppose we do a lot in counselling is learning how to... We call it distress tolerance. Right. So we learn how to feel those feelings of discomfort and anxiety and kind of get used to those rather than try and avoid them, because staying at home means I don't have to feel those things.
Yep.
But we don't want to do that all in one go. We don't want to go out to a big event where there's 50 people, because that's probably just going to increase your anxiety. So
and we don't want to stay at home, because that's not going to help.
Absolutely. But we might go down to the shops at a time when we know it's a little bit quieter, or we might go and meet one friend, but we might go and meet them in a park rather than at a cafe, so that we start to slowly build up our resilience again and our strength again to kind of manage those social situations that at the moment for a lot of people feel really stressful.
And Lorraine, you're working with these people. The ones that are having troubles, are they people that in the past would have had troubles, or are they sometimes very strong people who all of a sudden just fell in a hole?
I don't think there's any set rule about this. I think we found that a whole lot of people who previously had been very resilient, people that moved in the community all of the time actually were really surprised that it affected them so much in the way it did. And I think that's been very difficult for people that perhaps previously haven't been able to manage those things. And sometimes the opposite is true. If you've actually experienced a lot of difficulties in life, perhaps you might have coped better because you've had some experience of that, whereas if you haven't had experience of having to deal with something that's quite traumatic, then maybe you don't have as many resources to be able to manage that.
I suppose a strong person could almost be the worst, could almost cope worse, couldn't they? Because they're not used to having to cope with stress and that. They just go on with life and then all of a sudden, bang.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing is that we had such a lot of time to think.
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know about you, but I know in my neighbourhood it was incredibly quiet. It felt like, one of the public holidays where nobody really did much until later in the day. And so there was no,
Well, there's not much traffic or anything, was there?
There was not a lot of that kind of white noise that we're kind of really used to.
Yep.
And so I think, I think people... were probably a bit surprised by the impact that it had on them.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest message that I really wanted to let your audience know today was that it's normal and expected that you'll have a response in terms of your emotional or mental health.
And it's okay.
To this, and it's okay. And it would be almost a bit strange if we didn't have a response to that, because we're designed to respond to stress. And we're designed to respond to threat, and we're designed to respond to something that's traumatic. And so our body and our mind must have a response to those things. And I think the other thing that is a real factor is what was our kind of messaging perhaps growing up about when I'm suffering or when I'm struggling. Was I given messages about seeking support? Or was I told to just get on with it? Or was I told, you know, that I'm making a mountain out of a molehill?
And particularly a lot of guys would just hold man up, would they?
Yeah, that's right. And not really understanding why I'm not coping. And I maybe don't want to talk about that because previously I felt very competent. You know, I've been out in the community working and volunteering and doing, you know, really kind of interesting things. And then suddenly I can't access any of those things. And it's just me and my own thoughts.
Not good. Lorraine, I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Great.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 27 minutes past one. I can't believe how quick these 2 hours go, and 16 degrees. And I have with me Lorraine Marsh from the Community Health at Eastern Health. Lorraine, something that we want to talk about too is, I know there are, and we don't want to start getting people frightened, but there are some people out there starting to get concerned. Not necessarily because of these last couple of days, but some people are still frightened that something could happen and we could go back into lockdown. What we can't give people a guarantee that we never will. So what will we say to those sorts of people?
Yeah, it's quite challenging. I was reading the news actually just before I came in, and I think my first thought was, oh, no, not again.
Yeah.
And yet I guess what I know about myself and the people that I work with, the people that come to counselling in our service, is that through that period of lockdown, not to forget the skills that you learnt about managing that situation and the resilience that you actually do have, and to remind people and ourselves, Alan, that anxiety is really normal. When we have uncertainty and when we have too much of uncertainty for a really long period of time, the natural human response for your body and for your mind is to be anxious.
And I guess we need to keep promoting that in the next between now and two, don't we? Because it's very easy to sort of forget that and think that there's something wrong with you.
Absolutely. And certainly people have, I guess, told us in their interactions with family and friends that sometimes the expectations of others haven't been very helpful. So people just saying, you know, it's not that bad, or you're fine, or you're really strong, can be a little bit minimising, or, yeah, a bit man up, or toughen up, or, you know, you're not in another country that's worse than here. And I think those things aren't very helpful, because we're anxious for a reason. It's our natural response as a mammal. When there's danger, our bodies and minds are designed to respond to those. Yeah, we need that adrenaline, and it helps us then think about what action we need to take. And what was tricky about COVID, and what is still tricky, is that sometimes the action is, how do I look after myself the best way I can in the middle of this, because I probably can't change it. So we don't know what the next step is, whether everything will just kind of continue on and we'll continue to come out of the sort of COVID experience, or whether there's another lockdown, we just really don't know.
And I guess one of the things as human beings, we don't like not being in control of our destiny.
We do not.
We all want to make our own rules, don't we?
I think we do. And I think we also tend to have a tendency to want other people to be like us. So if we're coping, we want other people to cope. And I think we need to probably exercise a lot of empathy and compassion for ourselves and for others, that we all manage things differently and that there's no correct response. It's really important that if you're feeling pressure from other people to be at a certain point or to do certain things, it's actually really important to put some boundaries around those kind of situations, to say, I know other people expect this, but what I need is to stay at home for a little while. I'll come out when I'm ready, and I might need a bit of encouragement and support. But shaming someone or putting pressure on someone is probably not that helpful. Yeah.
And very often, no, I shouldn't say very often, because I'm going to ask you this, but it's quite possible that the person that's putting the pressure on you might not be coping that very well themselves. They're just full of bravado.
Sometimes, and that's definitely a coping strategy that people have, is I'm fine until I'm not fine.
Yep.
And I think
for
us...
And you should be the same.
Yeah, and you should be the same, because that will make me feel like I'm fine. But if you're not fine, then maybe I'm not fine either. And I think, apart from the fact that I really would like your listeners to really remember that this is a normal and expected response to a traumatic event, and that we've all been impacted by the COVID experience in all sorts of really different ways, and that if you are struggling, there's lots of support out there. There's lots of things that you can kind of access that you can do from your own home. And we were just sort of talking in the break about some of our services. And a lot of our services are both in person, but we're continuing to offer telehealth and phone counselling, if that's an easier step towards maybe doing some face-to-face counselling or support in the future. But maybe those small steps are going to be a really important way of thinking about moving back into life. Perhaps not as we knew it, because I don't think that we can ever kind of go back to not having this experience. we did go through this, we are going through this, and it's going to have and will have an impact on us.
Long term.
We'll always be the people that lived in Victoria and in, particularly in Melbourne, that went through a lockdown, which was something most of us have never experienced before. So we're not supposed to know what to do.
And if you told people in 30 or 40 years that we had a year where we could hardly get out of the house, they're not going to really believe us, are they?
No, and nor would they understand it.
No.
Only people that have been through that understand the unique experience that we've all been to through.
All right, look, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections on the Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 22 minutes to 2, 16 degrees, and I have with me Lorraine Mars from Community Health at Eastern Health, and we're talking about COVID and a variety of issues. Lorraine, you want to talk about some online events you've got coming up?
I certainly do, Alan. One of the things that we became very aware of through COVID is how can we reach people in a really different way. And so we've been offering a whole range of programs via Zoom, including our Better Mental Health program, which is starting again on the 9th of June. And I'll give the numbers at the end of the broadcast so that people can find a pen and a piece of paper so they can write those down.
I was just going to say that. They need to get a pen and paper, and away we go.
We're pleased to be providing five different events in the next couple of months, and the whole focus is better health in the valley. And so we're offering healthy relationships with Dom Alfred from Relationships Australia. So it's a really great one to check out. One of the things we know about COVID is being in lockdown and having families in such close proximity to each other for long periods of time put a lot of pressure on relationships and families.
Didn't always go well
for people. Yeah. And so that's a really great one to just maybe do a bit of a check-in about how things are going in your relationship. The other thing that we know was a really big impact was new parents. So being a new parent through COVID was a completely different experience for our young mums and dads, or our new parents, first-time parents, not having family and friends and that sort of support that you normally expect to have when you bring a new one home from hospital. And so we're offering a new parents' night in. We're also offering a session called Food and Mood. So how can you address just how you're feeling by eating well and eating certain sorts of foods that we know promote really good well-being and great mental health as well? We've got a great session.
So you
wouldn't
think of that, would you?
No, you wouldn't think. And it's really important.
Yeah.
Often when we're not feeling great, we might eat too much, not enough.
Junk food.
Eat all the wrong things, high fat, high salt. And we eat those for a reason because they give us a little bit of comfort and they do make us feel better in the short term. In the long term, probably not going to be so great for your mental health.
And I guess when you're locked in, you're not going to, like, you don't walk it off either, do you?
Not as much so. And I think we started off, you know, that we're encouraging people to walk. And I think as the longer it went on, I think the harder it became to actually keep that routine, that people sort of became very fatigued. So that's a really interesting one as well. We're offering something, and it's a really interesting topic. I was listening to some research about the topic of loneliness the other day, and we're offering a session called Feeling Lonely and You Can Do Something About It. And a researcher was saying recently, and I've just got some information here that I thought was really interesting, that loneliness and isolation is sort of like smoking 15 cigarettes a day in terms of the impact on your body.
That's it.
Yep. So there's a lot of research around just the importance of connecting socially. It doesn't have to be a lot of people, but having someone that you can talk to about how you're going, because we hold stress in our body.
And we're also designed to be amongst people, aren't we? We're
Absolutely.
Not designed to be living out on a hill by ourselves. We are just not.
No, and it means that we can access all sorts of resources that we might not have. So not all of us can do everything. So we need other people to kind of balance us out, and we balance them out as well.
Yep.
So that's a really great one. Really encourage you to attend that. And then something that was also really highlighted through COVID was older people in isolation as well. So not having those supports as much coming in, and really a real deep sort of sense of loneliness. And so we're offering a healthy aging in the valley. And so you'll be able to talk to Nellie and Christine, and particularly about My Aged Care. What sort of services are available? How can you access those? Just to provide you with that support that you need. So those can all be accessed. You can go to the Hillsville Hospital and Yarra Valley Health Facebook page, and all of those Better Health in the Valley programs are there, and you just register online. So they're offered via Zoom, so you can sit in the comfort of your own home and get some really helpful information as well. And that's a really nice first step to actually maybe coming out of a time of isolation, putting one foot in front of the other. That might be a really simple, easy step. And sometimes if you're using Zoom, you can keep your camera off if that makes you feel a bit safer
as
well.
Too.
So a few steps in the right direction there.
And if you don't know how to do it, get hold of your grandkids. I'll tell you exactly how
Absolutely.
To do it. We're just going to take another quick break, and I'm going to play a CD from Cal Kennedy. Cal Kennedy is a local Hillsville guy. This is his first ever CD, so I'd love you to play it. I think it's a great one, particularly a bit of a country style to it. It's called The Dodge Ute. And anybody who listens to me knows I love the old cars.
Heading on home, back to the valley where she's from. That slant six is far and away. Just like she was in 1968. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee in their hands. Just off to you, heaven's warm 22. She'll be winding through the black spur soon. Rusty panel, bullet hole and decay. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, pray the way. Like trying to catch that old thought you. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee in their heads. Just off the dew, heading towards Bonnie Dew. She'll be winding through the black spurs.
And I hope that song goes really well for Cal, and I hope he produces many more. Anyway, we're back on Community Connections with Lorraine Marsh from the Community Health at Eastern Health. Lorraine, family violence. What happened? We've heard anecdotal, that there was quite a rise in family violence during COVID, during the lockdown.
Alan, I think there's probably two things. I think, yes, there was a rise in family violence, and I think there was probably just a greater awareness of family violence that was already being perpetrated before COVID. So it just, I guess, came to the attention of people in a different way. One of the things I think we know about family violence is it's exacerbated by additional pressures. So it often might already be in a family. There might already be those kind of problematic relationships where violence is being used to control another person. And I think being in lockdown probably just exacerbated that situation where women weren't able to access supports and were in close proximity to somebody that
was... Because a partner's there and
they can't... partner's there all the time, and a partner who's already finding it hard to manage and control their own behaviour. Things like losing their job, not being able to leave the house and do those things that they normally able to do probably just increased that feelings of frustration and lack of control, and that then came out in you know, higher levels and maybe high instances of family violence.
And family violence isn't normally, it's not just physical violence, is it? I mean, there are huge other ways that guys in particular, and sometimes women, I guess, but used to control other people. And that's still violence, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think physical violence is the thing that is, you know, obviously more obvious to people. Yep. You can see, you know, an injury on a woman.
Yep.
But it's also economic violence, controlling money, controlling somebody's freedom of movement. And through COVID, that would have been very challenging because, you know, a man was able to monitor his partner
He's
not at work. And I think that just created additional tension and risk for women. And I guess for me, Ellen, the thing that our team would really like both men and women to know is that there's support for men who are thinking, hey, this isn't really what I want to be about. This is not the sort of person I want to be, and perhaps I really need to get some help and support. And we really want to support men to develop a healthy way of being in relationships with partners. And so there are lots of supports out there for that, and I'll make sure that I give the numbers at the end as well, because we want to make sure that people get support, but we also want to let women out there know that you know, it's not okay to, you know, for people to treat you in a way that is controlling or harming you psychologically, physically, controlling finances, controlling who you see, where you go, what you do, what your choices are, those kind of things as well. And so there's definitely support for women out there. We don't provide initial support for women, but we certainly provide recovery support and counselling to help women rebuild their sense of worth, rebuild their sense of confidence, and to sort of take control of their own lives again as well.
So, Lorraine, I've just got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to give people all the contact details to get hold of you.
Let me in. Wee-oo. 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 Whoop, wee-oo.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, 4 minutes to 2, 16 degrees. And Lorraine, we've been talking about a lot of different issues, and we're, you know, not only family violence, but the online events you've got. So now, if we've got people listening, and I certainly, well, I know we've got listeners, but if there are some of them that want to use your service or find out more about how we're going to go about it.
Thanks, Alan. Community Health has a whole range of services, most of which are low cost, some no cost. And our philosophy is really making sure that people have access to good quality healthcare, regardless of your income. And so I'll give you the number for the Community Yep. Health Service. It's 1-300-381-130.
So it's
30. I almost added an extra zero there. Sorry about that. 1-300-381-130. And we have services such as physiotherapy, occupational therapy. We have a counselling service, a children's counselling service, a paediatric service. And so there's a whole range of services there. The counselling service is a free service. There's no cost. You do not need a mental health care plan, though you can use a mental health care plan. And we provide a 12-session model. And so you just need to call that number. We also have a website. You need to look up the Eastern Health website and then look for Community Health. Quite easy to find. But that number again, 1-300-381-130. We also have a Facebook page, which is Healesville Hospital and Yarra Valley Health. So the Yarra Valley Health part of that is the Community Health. And we have all the postings for the different events that I spoke about earlier. So you can just go and look, scroll through that, and you'll find the event that you're looking for.
So the Facebook, you were just saying, that it's the whole name or just, can you give us that again?
Yeah, it's a long name, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Healesville Hospital and Yarra Valley Health.
Right, so it's all the one.
So it covers the hospital and the community health service. We've yep. combined them into one name. I'd also just like to remind people that they can contact Beyond Blue on 1-300-224-636. They have people that are very willing to have a chat to you, but they also have some great resources online where you can do a bit of an assessment of your own sort of health and mental health.
Lorraine, the other thing that I'd like is to just emphasise before we go, and I know you've said it two or three times, but I'd like to do it, that it's not okay. No, it's I got it back to front. It's okay not to be okay, isn't it?
Absolutely okay, yep. and to be expected that if you're feeling a little bit rattled after COVID or even right now, that's a really normal response to a yep. traumatic event and makes sense and is your body and mind naturally trying to protect you from something.
And it's not that you're going gaga's no, or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. It's yep. a normal response.
And if they contact you people, then they're going to be treated with that respect, aren't they? That's going to be the basis of why...
Absolutely. A yep. lot of what we're doing is reminding people that what they're feeling is normal and okay.
Yep. Which is, in a lot of ways, people sort of think they're in this by themselves, don't they?
Absolutely.
And they're the only one that's feeling bad. Lorraine, unfortunately, I'd love to keep talking to you. Unfortunately, the 2 o'clock news is fast coming up. But, look, it's been a delight to have you, and I hope we can get you back again. We'd like to keep talking about the community health up there in Healesville. So the number again, please, the phone number?
1-300-381-130.
Lorraine, unfortunately, I've got to go. The 2 o'clock news is beckoning, but thank you for your time again.
Thank you so much, Alan.